Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring artists that were part of the great motion picture released in 2003 called Standing in the Shadow of Motown, which featured the great Motown house band called the Funk Brothers. This half hour, we'll hear from Earl Van Dyke, Joan Osborne, Bootsy Collins, Ben Harper, Gerald Levert, Chaka Khan, Michelle D'Ascendo, Tom Scott, and Ben Harper. While defining the Motown sound in a few pat phrases can be certainly a frustrating proposition, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, disingenuously referred to it as a combination of rats, roaches, talent, guts, and love. Well, I'm not sure about that, but perhaps the most essential ingredient was its house band, whose members referred to themselves inside Hitsville's walls as the Funk Brothers. Well, let's hear from one of the founding members of the Funk Brothers and its leader, Earl Van Dyke. Song called The Flick, right here on Motown Memories.
the World Wide Web. MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, I thought I saw a pussycat. Oh, I did see a pussycat. Come to daddy, baby. You know, you broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to let you know that I can really shake them down. Do you love me? Now, hey! What?
Well, that was Do You Love Me by Bootsy Collins. And before that, Love Is Like a Heat Wave by Joan Osborne. And we start off with one of the founding members of the Funk Brothers, Earl Van Dyke. And that first song was called The Flick. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we're featuring artists that were in the motion picture Standing in the Shadow of Motown, a motion picture that featured the musical group of the Funk Brothers. Well, not everything released on Motown during the golden years of the 1960s featured the Funk Brothers. Founding members Hal Davis, Mark Gordon, and Frank Wilson produced many mid-60s sessions in Los Angeles, and dates were held in New York and Chicago. But they laid down the backing for the lion's share of the Motown label smashes in the 1960s. Only those in the know realized this at the time, since Berry Gordy steadfastly kept the Funk Brothers' names under wraps until the early 1970s. Well, let's continue to feature the Funk Brothers right now with a song by the Temptations originally called Ain't Too Proud to Beg, but this is by Ben Harper, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Just an illusion.
Motown. All your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was a great classic song by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and that was done by Chaka Khan. And before that, a number one song originally from the Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There, that was by Gerald Levert. And we started off with a Temptations classic originally, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and that was by Ben Harper. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs from the motion picture called Standing in the Shadow of Motown, featuring the Funk Brothers, that great Motown house band. Well, keyboardist Earl Van Dyke came into the Funk Brothers in 1962 following road stints with Lloyd Price and Aretha Franklin. Earl was very businesslike, all businesslike. Most of the time when people saw him, he was either in session, going to session, or coming out of session. Music was truly his life. Let's continue now with another great song from that major motion picture, You Really Got a Hold of Me, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, it's Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
It took
Well, that was I Heard Through the Grapevine. That was a number one song from Marvin Gaye and a number two song from Gladys Knight and the Pips. But that version that was featured in the major motion picture, Staying in the Shadow of Motown, was done by Ben Harper. And before that, Shotgun, a Junior Walker and the All-Stars tune featuring Gerald Levert and Tom Scott. And we started off with a great song originally from The Miracles, You Really Got a Hold of Me, and that was Michelle D'Acello. Well, you've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we've been featuring the songs from Standing in the Shadow of Motown, a great motion picture released in 2003. If you have any questions or comments for me about any aspect of Motown Memories, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.